Yeah, thanks, Kevin. We'll begin with rugby, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Alec McDonald. Alec, started the Autumn Internationals today. Ireland playing South Africa. Ireland coming in as world number ones, and South Africa is world champs. Shaping up to be a great game, isn't it?
Well, certainly with a billing like that, you would expect that it will be. And it's interesting that a lot of the papers have been saying that the teams haven't met since 2017. And I remember being at that game when Ireland absolutely trounced them 38-3. And everybody was saying that South Africa were on the way down. But we all know what happened 2 years later when they lifted the cup in Japan. And therefore, you just don't know. But it's a great test, I think, for both sides because, in a sense, Ireland have done so well winning that series in New Zealand. And really, this is the sort of test they need. And I'm delighted to say the way the fixtures have worked out, that they've got this fixture first. Because if you had played Fiji and Australia, then it might not have been as easy. The players now know what they have to do. They have to stand up on this one here. And there's no doubt about it that South Africa will be up for this one. You know, they've picked six forwards in the replacement bench out of eight. So it's pretty obvious that the physicality of the Springboks is going to be used. We all know about their famous front row coming on after about 50 or 55 minutes. And again, they will pose problems. But I have no worries about the Ireland front row. I think they probably are as good as anything. Great to see Tag Furlong back now again fit in that one. The back five probably will have not difficulties, but will find it a lot harder against a very physical back five, which the Springboks do have. But again, it's up to them, the players in possession, to hold their hand up, because as we know, Andy Farrell has a lot of competition on the bench, and therefore every game is very, very important to all the players. And delighted to see Stuart McCluskey getting an opportunity. Unfortunately, Robbie Henshaw got injured, but McCluskey's been in and around there, and now he's been saying that he wants an opportunity, and he sort of more or less intimated that he stayed on playing high level rugby for this World Cup. So his chance comes today, and it'll be, if he plays anything like he did for Ulster in the games before this, hopefully that will go really well. But one interesting one, Chelsen Coveney, the wee winger who can almost beat about three players in a phone box, he's playing fullback. It'll be very interesting to see how he plays today if the ball's kicked him.
Yeah, and Alec, how important is this game today for Ireland to lay down a marker, not just for the upcoming season in Six Nations, but for the World Cup as well?
Well, I think that this is the thing that, you know, a similar situation 4 years ago, whenever Ireland were more or less nearly number one after the Autumn Series, and they went to the Six Nations, and I mean, they beat Scotland, but a very poor performance. And for some unknown reason, things went downhill from then, and we all know what happened in Japan, but I don't think that'll happen. That was under Joe Smith, with all due respect. The standard of rugby, the way Ireland's playing rugby now, it's moved on dramatically since Farrell took over. Every forward's involved with the ball in his hand. It's a 15-a-side game, and I would love to see Ireland today really run the ball from side to side, because the big South African pack can only do it, can only get involved whenever there's a static situation, and that's something that Ireland don't want to have. Also mentioned that Conor Murray's coming in, because Jamie Gibson Park hasn't played apparently since he came back from New Zealand, and obviously it would be a bit of a chance, but he is on the bench. Murray getting his 100th cap today, he joins an illustrious crowd of the seven who have done that, and you know, it's great to see him back, because we know what he has to offer, a big physical guy, and he'll not be overawed at all by the South Africans. Also, when you look at the young Balakum from the Ulster player on the wing, now he's had a couple of opportunities. He played against Argentina, I think it was 2 years ago, and scored a great try. He went with the American team to South Africa and scored a great try. And Farrell has told him he wants him to get the ball. He wants him to roam about and get it, because I'm sure anybody has seen him with the ball in his hand. He's probably the quickest player in Ireland. And I mean, he's got a tremendous sidestep, plus the fact over the last 18 months, he now is big and strong, and his defence is superb. And that's something at the international level now, that all backs have to have that physical commitment almost as much as the forwards do, because so much as the game moved on, that one missed tackle or one slip tackle, and that can lead to 7 points, and that really is the big thing. But overall today, I think that the conditions are absolutely superb here in Dublin at the moment, with blue sky. It probably will get a wee bit chilly and a bit of dew maybe on the ground as the game where's to the end, about half seven, quarter to eight. But nevertheless, apparently there's a complete sellout today for this game, and it's one of the caught everybody's imagination, and I would imagine that there'll be thousands and thousands of people sitting watching the TV as well, those that weren't able to get tickets for this game. But really looking forward to this game, because as you said, it's the number one side in the world at present against the holders of the World Cup, and it doesn't get much better than that. And here's hoping that after the 80 plus minutes that the number one team in the world will still be the number one team in the world.